Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hip music.
How ya doing?
How you doing? How you mom and him doing?
How you doing? Hi.
Hey.
We're here. Thank you to everyone that's been listening to Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Hey.
Obviously, you can find Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. And then also we are too connected in this world. Like, I can get text messages and emails. I have two computers in front of me.
Yeah.
Technically, four with my watch and my phone.
Yes.
And so, like, anytime I get a text or an email, like, everything goes off. And then it's like I forgot one thing and I just saw it and I'm like, gosh damn it. It's just you can never fully keep up.
Which is weird because you would have thought that having been so, like, growing up, we didn't have all this. So you would have thought that, like, once we had all the connection, the connectivity,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that we'd be like, I'm on top of everything.
Yes.
But somehow it's made it infinitely worse,
yes.
and there is no way to be caught up.
No.
It's a mind bleep.
It is. Like, no matter how organized you try to be, I have lists. I have organized lists. I have a home list and a work list and a wedding list. It's like you never can just get everything done. On the excitingness,
please.
I was going to say you can also obviously see Miguel and Holly Uncensored on YouTube.
Yeah.
We made it to Podcast Magazine's Hot 50 Podcast in the country.
What?
That's freaking nuts.
We are actually number 46.
In the country?
In the country from Podcast Magazine.
Shut your damn mouth.
How crazy. I got a notification from one of my radio mentors, Jeff Dollar,
yeah.
Who used to do radio in Atlanta, and now he does this podcast with his wife, Callie, and it's called The Upside, and it's about gratitude and current events, and they have a really cool community. He's number one. Him and his wife, Callie, have had the number one podcast in the country for like months.
That's incredible. They do such a good job.
They really do. And so all of a sudden, he sent me a text on Friday and was like, I don't know if you saw this, but y'all actually made it. What?
No. I wouldn't even know where to see that. Like,
right.
Thank you very much. I that's amazing that he let us know. And that's amazing that it happened. Can we get like a plaque that says 46?
I know, right?
46.
I'll make one. So basically what I can do or what you can do, podcastmagazine.com. It's their Hot 50 chart where you can vote every month. And so if you would, that'd be fantastic and really help the podcast out.
Yeah.
Do people know about this podcast magazine? Like, how do they just, their readers
yeah.
vote?
Yeah, their readers. I think they just feature different podcasts every month, and they put out this sort of, here's the Hot 50 podcast
okay.
that people have been voting on, and we made it.
I'm really crazy. Excited and flying. I don't think you understand. Like, this is a big deal.
So I thought that was really cool. Podcastmagazine.com, and it's their Hot 50. If you would vote for us, that'd be really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to read an email that we got from a Miguel and Holly fan member. So if you missed it on Friday's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, we had Soul Worker Stacy on.
Yes.
And it was goosebump-worthy radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever... Sorry for this random aside. Did you catch up with either one of our M&H fan members? Was it Amy and Donna? After the fact? I'd be curious to see what they thought.
I didn't get a chance to talk to either of them, but I did see that Amy left a comment when you can see the videos on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she left a comment there, and Amy said... Thank you so much for having me on. You are all such a joy to listen to. So to be able to hop on and hang out with y'all for a bit was incredible. Thank you again.
Mm.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then we had an email regarding that from Melissa, who said, good morning, Miguel and Holly. You guys are awesome, and I love your show and podcast and listen religiously. I've always been into receiving tarot card readings and just meeting with psychics in general. Mm. I had been feeling like I was wanting to get a reading, but was having a hard time choosing who to get a reading from. Miguel, when you first spoke about your experience with Stacey, I was so intrigued and immediately needed to know who she was. Needless to say, when Stacey was on the podcast to introduce herself and her gifts, I was following her on Instagram and had booked an appointment not even 10 minutes afterwards.
Wow. Good.
I was only going to schedule a session for 30 minutes, but then I listened to the podcast she made an appearance on and did the readings for two listeners. My 30-minute session was changed to an hour, and boy, am I glad I did. I had my first session with Stacey on Sunday, and it was magical. She was in tears, I was in tears, and I can't wait to get another session with her. Anyways, I just wanted to share my experience. Love you guys, Melissa.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
Mm. That is something that I feel like in the past I would have not been big on doing.
Oh, no, you know.
Uh-uh. I was like, girl, I don't know, I don't believe in that, I don't like it, this is like some Satan stuff, girl,
No.
But this world and our universe is so big. I mean, when you really think about it.
it's so infinite.
Who are we to say, like, oh, well, clearly you can't do that. Like, the way that she put together those things and she felt it and was able to translate it, it's just, it's mind-boggling.
It is, because our minds aren't ready.
Right.
Like, we're sort of in this spiritual awakening, which is interesting that you don't think you would have done this, which I agree you wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But now you are, and you would. And it is. It's true. We're going through this, like, something.
Right.
And you hear it talked about in different ways, where it's like you're going from 3D to 5D consciousness, or you are starting to see more people, you know, believe that they may be light workers and star seeds and things like that, gets into like the woo-woo stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Or where people have a purpose to go higher than what we're, than the fracas that we're living in.
Mm.
And it's just, it's palpable, because it's also the divine feminine. I have a lot of thoughts, but it's just things. Like, things are happening.
Mm.
That's all. And Not to mention, the government's all like, I know we in a pandemic and everything, and we in a panorama, but aliens exist. So just thought you guys should know.
Just FYI,
anyway, about that pandemic, though, did you get your vaccines? Aliens.
Like, I just...
There's a lot happening.
So as a history person, and I wouldn't say history buff, but a person who's really over the past couple of years dug down into history, there are times in our country and in the world where things have changed. Like, if you are an older person and you went through the 60s, like, that was a time of great change between civil rights, Vietnam, that generation coming of age.
Pushing back on the establishment. Because keep in mind, like, women, and we talked about this once, like, women in the 20s and 30s were like, we're going to be, like, out and living our lives. And then, like, the war happened. And then the 50s started, and it was like, nope, women, you got to get right back in the kitchen with the babies.
Right.
And then in the 60s and 70s, it was more of a, like, wait a minute. And it was a lot of freedom, free love, that kind of stuff.
And so that's why I'm wondering if people that live through that time, if it feels like that right now, or is it, like, elevated? Like, are we about to go through aliens,
it's gonna be
other consciousness.
You like, better figure out how to get up to that higher consciousness quick.
Right? Like, what's happening? Like, what is happening?
It's a spiritual awakening, I think.
But what does that lead to? What does that lead to?
I think a couple things. Keep in mind, I'm on, like, the very outer fringe of this as I sort of enter into learning more about this. And I told the guys today, this is so funny. Is that, like, on the weekends, I'm, like, having all these, like, crazy mind-blowing experiences. I'm firmly in the middle of, like, spiritual TikTok, where they're, like, dropping bombs that blow my mind on the daily. And I do all this stuff. And then I come back in on Monday, and I'm like, Billie Eilish had a new magazine cover. Y'all just see that? Is that crazy? So it's a weird juxtaposition right now. But, okay, so a couple of things. I think that we are supposed to transcend our divisions. Like, we're not getting anywhere with racism and right. with our political divide down the middle and all of these things. Even the pandemic was politicized and like vaccines. There is now something to fight with someone about on every
yes.
front. We are so firmly divided that like we're not getting anywhere. But there are people that are, quote, like waking up where they're like, we're all one human race.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, we are literally the fucking same.
Right.
So I think one of the big touchstones of this whole awakening is to pull yourself out of the squabbling and the divisiveness of your reality in the daily. And I think a lot of that reality is on social media. So like, and I mean, I fall victim to this too. I'm not sitting over here on a perch saying I'm above it. I'm saying like my step away from Facebook was maybe the first step that I actually really took to get out of some of that. Because you go on social media and you're being asked to pick a side about something.
Right.
The only thing that does is divide us. So, and I mean, like, everything. So at some point, and when I say like you better get to that higher consciousness or whatever, the belief that we are each other, like we're all the same people, we're all same humans, we're all circulating the same energy. So the quicker you can understand that this is my brother and not my enemy, that's the first thing that you got to pull yourself out of.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are not going to, because it's so easy to sit in your hate and your belief. And that it requires a lot, by the way,
right,
to understand that, you know, we all have something in common, and you have one opinion based on your experiences and your worldview. I have an opinion. Maybe yours isn't right, but that's still your opinion, and I still have to respect where it came from and understand where it comes from. There's all of this stuff that is part of this spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, I don't want to get too crazy, but like this masculine energy that's been driving the earth for the last, God, however
forever.
Long,
forever.
Forever. Yeah. We hear about it more now, too, if you think about it, like the patriarchy and stuff like that. And that whole the whole Me Too movement that came about a few years ago, where we're finally saying, where is this feminine energy? It's been absent. It has been repressed. It has been pushed down for decades, millennia, and the earth is imbalanced because of it. So it's like this powerful rise of not, and please understand, in not in any way getting rid of masculinity, but bringing masculine, like reining it into where it's healthy and constructive instead of destructive and blanketing, to balance it with the feminine energy, which can be sometimes, like you've got the bright masculine energy, you've got sort of the dark feminine energy that is needed.
Right.
The light and the dark. You have to have both. And you have to have the softer, nurturing, gentler. And keep in mind, I'm not just talking about men or women, because that's where also you bring in like the LGBTQ community, just as a example. There's a spectrum. So, but I'm just talking about feminine energy and masculine energy. And there's so much masculine energy with like wars, and the way things are done are all very patriarchal. So we're trying to find some of that feminine energy, and that's going to help, I think, with some of the division that's going on too, where it's more of a, can we meet in the middle? Not to mention, we got to respect our planet.
Ugh.
We're taking up all the resources, and now I'm sound like a hippie, but like,
but it's true.
You see those pictures, right, where it's like the nebula galaxy looks exactly like the iris of your eye, like a tree's branches look kind of like your bronchial tubes, like we're all created in this image. So we all not only do we need to pair up with and help and understand our fellow humans, but respect the place that gave birth to us,
our home,
right,
the planet. And then we can finally start to, like, once we figure that out, which that's what we're in the middle of right now, then we can move to a higher God-like place, connect with God or the universe or the creator or the divine, whatever you...
Oprah.
Oh, okay. Oprah's part of this. Oprah not better than us, and remember, she's part of the thing. But yes, exactly. Whatever you choose to say, then we can finally start accessing that higher consciousness.
It's true. And I definitely feel all of that. When I think about Abe, my fiance, and I talk a lot about how... You know, we feel like in our generation, or like maybe the generation above us, like the Generation X or whatever, or the people that are the decision makers, what we always find is that the people that are with that sort of masculine, toxic energy are the ones that have been more successful than us in our respective fields. And there have been so many times throughout my career where I've wanted to sort of be the asshole, or could have been the asshole.
Yeah.
And I probably would have made more money and been more successful, but I choose not to.
Yeah.
I choose to, like our whole pay situation, Holly, how, you know, there was, we had to make a conscious decision is that we make the same.
Yeah.
We split that. Whereas a lot of other people in the industry would say, no.
Yeah.
You're the driver, Miguel. You're the guy. You're the first name on the show.
Yeah.
So you should make more.
And so many people asked you, like, you had multiple times to reverse that decision.
Right.
And first of all, I'm very thankful to you, grateful to you. But also, that was a moment of healing for the greater good.
Right. And so,
where it's like, we can be an example.
Right.
You don't have to do things the way that they've always been done.
Exactly. Break the mold.
Care about someone else besides yourself, which we both try to do for each other.
Right. And that's what we do for our, you listening, the Platypus Posse, the Miguel and Holly fam, with even how, Scott, we have, you know, sort of been like your teachers, your mentors in this business. And there is a certain way that Holly and I learned how to do this job and to be a personality and to do all the things that we do.
Like a little rule, unspoken rule book or whatever.
Right. Yeah. But it's all through pain and hurt and yelling and anger and frustration. And we made a conscious decision that we didn't want you to learn that way. Because, yes, would you probably have learned some of the lessons earlier if I were mean, if I yelled, if, you know, you messed up on something, and if I was like, what the fuck? Why did you mess that up?
Oh, God.
Because that's how we learned.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And so we didn't want to do that. We wanted to break the cycle. But, yeah, so have there been some times when I was like, you know, maybe if I were meaner, that lesson would have stuck a little bit more. But I also say, if he messes up with something, that's another time for me to sort of go in deeper on what you could do differently and how you can change and grow from that moment, because no one's going to beat you up more than you're going to beat yourself up.
We know correct. That.
And so that's why I wanted to go that route when we were training you on how to do this job. And so I think, yes, Holly, our world, our business world, our country, our politics, we've got to do better, and we've got to not always reward the asshole. Like, we shouldn't always say to be successful, it's a dog eat dog world. Like, yes, there's always going to be that, because it can never be kumbaya, like we're all getting along. But like, for instance, I'm trying to think of how to talk about this, because I don't. So we are friends with one of the people that we compete with for mornings here in Tampa.
Yes.
And there was an opportunity that Holly and I had to do something that, it's not like it would change the ratings, it would not get us more known, but it was just a cool opportunity for us to appear on a program to talk about something that we weren't really comfortable speaking on, because we didn't live that world. And so I messaged one of our competitors that doesn't work in our building, and I was like, hey, this organization reached out for us for our thoughts
for
on
us
this
to speak,
issue.
But we don't feel comfortable.
But I was
speaking.
Like, that's not my space. That's not our lane. That's more your lane. So would you mind if I volley it to you? So people that we've worked for in the past, if they would hear me say that, they probably would have punched me in the face.
You may have been written up.
Probably. But I was like, that's doing a disservice to our brand, to us, talking about something that we're not comfortable on, and also to the subject matter.
Yeah.
And to me, that's one of those moments in doing business where I did him a solid, and he's done us solids too in the past, this person that we compete with, where he's called and said, hey, just a heads up about some stuff, when I'm sure his company would have been like, don't fucking do that. You're competing with them.
Yeah.
But it's all about taking away that toxic competition where we can both live in the space, and every morning my goal is to beat you in the ratings and to do better.
Yeah.
So I can get more money, so I can feed my family. But at the end of the day, we both can coexist, and it doesn't always have to be this negative, toxic energy.
Right.
So I do think that we've seen that this is how far that sort of energy has gotten us as a planet and as a culture.
Yeah.
And that
It's not great.
Right. We got to make a change.
Yes. And so that's what I'm talking about where, you know, when you realize that we are all the same, we have common goals. Yes, you can have competitiveness, but there's still a spirit of this is another human.
Right.
And this is how I treat other people. And you find that across all religions where you're supposed to do the best you can for your fellow humans.
Mm.
And the other thing, this is something that you want to hear what I learned this weekend?
Oh, yes.
This is a little crazy.
Oh, dear.
This is like a reincarnation thing. And I don't really know what I believe in that space yet, but it was interesting to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe in reincarnation, apparently there's 5 soul ages. Are you ready?
Okay.
There's infant, baby, young, mature, and old. So you've heard people say, oh, you're an old soul.
I get told that my entire life.
But you're actually not an old soul. You are not. You are a mature soul. So am I. And I do think Scott is too. I think that's why we get along so well.
Yeah.
So mature souls, you can come back as a mature soul, allegedly, multiple times. 3, 6, 10. Because you're trying to work on emotions, feelings, understanding what your purpose is to keep going through this life together and go over and over and over and over. And so you have empathy and you are able to make those decisions and you're able to speak on it like I'm speaking on it right now. If you're a young soul, like infant people are, everything is new and exciting. They don't have a lot of fear. They're going to go and they're just like, ah. So that's not very, that's not a huge percentage of our population. Then you've got the baby souls who, again, everything fun, exciting, not a lot of fear. They're sort of a defiancy where it's like, I'm going to do what I want. Like, it's like a baby. The young souls, there's a lot more of them where it is very power and fame and money hungry because you're focused on the you. What can I do? Like, how far can I go in this life?
Interesting.
When you come back as a mature soul, after you've been maybe a couple of cycles in a young soul, you come back as a mature soul.
I was telling
my person this on Saturday night as we were trying to go to bed, and he's like, you have to stop because it's too deep and you're tripping me out. I'm like, okay, I'll save it for later. Anyway, you're a mature soul, and you have that capability of you do care about yourself, but you care about others, and you care about the planet, and you care about trying to raise that collective I've been talking about. And that's how I realized I was a mature soul. When I read more on it, I was like, oh, this is going to be good. I can't wait to read more and more and more about this. Then that's a mature soul. And then finally, you graduate to become an old soul, and you give no fucks about anything because you are literally above it all. You understand it all, and you're just trying to get to the highest point of enlightenment. And we're not there yet, but right. I definitely think we are mature souls. And I'm actually curious to talk to our soul worker Stacy friend, because I have a feeling she'd have some thoughts on that.
Yeah, maybe we should have her on Friday to talk about that. I'd be so curious.
I just read that this weekend, or I saw it in a 3-part TikTok that I was like, what? And then I kept talking to my person about it, and he was like, shh, can you, I'm so sorry.
So much. A lot for the mind to try.
I want to hear about this, but not right now. Yeah. And you're going to have to, I know. I'm like, I know. Even I don't know. And I know it sounds crazy. So what do you want for dinner tomorrow? Like, it's just.
Bring it to something basic.
Bring it back down.
It's so interesting because, I mean, that's what I talked about in my first session with Stacy, where we talked about that's one of the reasons why I am a fearful person. Like, I always feel like I'm about to die or someone's going to murder me because she said I have been murdered, that she could feel that energy, that the previous lives I've lived,
so crazy,
I was murdered, and that I'm always trying to like understand it, which is why I love serial killer documentaries. And I love understanding how could someone be that way, because I'm trying to understand how I have been murdered.
Oh,
And
like, Scott's like, I don't know what to say right now.
Huh?
Help. Help. Yeah, I know. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I mean, so Scott, I mean, where, what are you, how are you feeling?
I'm just at a point where it's like, I don't discredit anything at this point. Like, I actually, I hope there is like something greater. Like, I hope when I pass, I look down as I saw, I'm like, dang, y'all were right. Like, I want to be in the wrong, but it's slowly happening where it's like, okay, a little more. And I talked about it on Friday too, where I was like, okay, like that brings me to a new chapter because she said things. I was like, okay,
right.
You brought it to a whole other new level of like, you didn't even know these people you just talked to. You have no idea they were going to be on the phone. And then you just started naming things that they have in their life. And I was like, that's cool. Mm. Whoa. So at this point, like I get a lot of like, I guess, calmness in my day to day by thinking there's something greater.
Mm.
Like even beyond just like the religious side of it to these things where it's like, maybe there is, you know, reincarnated soul. It's not the first time I've heard about things like that, so I'm not going to be in my old ways of saying, no, that's not, that absolutely not. If anything, I actually kind of like the thought of it because I'm like, okay, whoo, there's something else after this. All right, great. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it is comforting to think about it. I mean, when you start to fathom, dinosaurs, you know, millions of years ago, and you're like, oh my God, Tessie, the T-Rex.
Tessie.
She was only around for like this infinite amount of time and then that, there was nothing else left of her. Or when you think about the people, when I look at Outlander, you know, like from the 1700s, like you do all that stuff and then you're just done, that's it?
Yeah.
That's just hard to wrap your brain around that from now and forever when we can teleport and, you know, our cell phones are in our brain that we'll never be able to, like, know that. I want to see that stuff happen. I want to feel it happen.
Like, I got really sad because, like, all this stuff about, like, you know, the higher consciousness and everything, I was like, man, what if it doesn't happen until after I'm gone? I want to see it.
Right.
I want to do the stuff.
Right. Like, what were you watching this week? And there was something with someone getting older. And I was like, you know, I would love to live to, like, my mid-80s. I'd love to live to my mid-80s just so I can see how much things have changed and if we get closer to having this, you know, society. Now, if the zombies come and then that's it.
Now, that I don't believe in.
Just go ahead
and
take me out. Like, just take me out.
I just don't think zombies are coming.
I
think they'd have been here by now. What with coronavirus, I think we'd have
been. I'm about to say famous last words, girl.
I don't know. I don't feel that vibe.
You don't feel that zombie vibe?
I don't feel it.
He's gonna come out from the ground. No, I don't. No.
No, it's no. I used to be like, I was like, I'm ready.
Mm. Ready for a zombie?
Yeah, you never
now
know.
Now that, no. Well, like, aliens I can handle. I can handle an alien
we
walking up in
the
room.
We watched a lot of Walking Dead, so it was just in my mind. But that was before I knew all this
That's
stuff.
That's like guaranteed you're gonna die.
I know, right?
Aliens, it's not guaranteed. They could be chill.
I have thoughts, but I just feel like aliens I can do.
Right.
I know Miguel can't, but maybe you need to look more into it. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, if they come in peace. The fear that people have just brought with like these subjects. It's like, right, we don't actually have the flip of the coin where it's like they could just be like these microscopic little things that are just bouncing around, hanging out.
I think
they're higher intelligence.
Oh yeah, probably.
I think so. Because like, how could, like, y'all seeing how big the universe looks?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I'm like, I bet there is probably. There has to be.
There's too much magic here. For it not to have radiated inward and outward.
And if they want to get you, they're going to get you. So it's like, if you're going to be scared of it, you're just going to live in fear.
Well, and I mean, look at how much the humans have created. I mean, like, to me, this is the shit that just, like, blows my mind is one of our friends, they bought a house on the water, and so they got their dock and their seawall redone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did humans look at the water and go, this is how we're going to put poles in the water, in the dirt, and it's going to stay there, and we're going to make it work.
Yeah.
Or think about this. So in the 60s, when they were, like, still smoking because they didn't know that cigarettes were bad for you, you know, they had just gotten air conditioner, color TV was, like, just here. Crazy. We were in fucking space.
Right?
We
went to the moon.
Yes. At that time.
On the moon. They didn't have cell phones, but they put a bitch on the moon. Like, humanity's weird. We have weird blips where it's like, okay, we did the pyramids.
Right.
And then we, like, lost that technology. We're like, oh,
We forgot.
I don't know how. How did we forget?
Aliens.
Oh. Yes. No. But like, how did they build the pyramid? They built the pyramid. Then everyone's like, oh, man, I don't know about that. I can't. Easter Island. Stonehenge. We forgot. I don't know how we did that. But I mean, somebody did. But like, let's not think about it too much. And then we're like, let's put a dude on the moon. Can we call you on like a wireless device? No.
No, that's stupid.
We don't know how to do that. We built the pyramid. We can't. It just blows my mind, the timeline of how shit got done.
It's just insane. So welcome to the Edibles Podcast.
Next time we're going to bring some in at least.
I'm about to say, like, that.
Studio's all hazy.
This whole thing brought to you by MedMen in downtown St. Pete, because that's what it feels like.
True Leaf brought some things.
Seriously, that's what I feel like just happened. All right, well, after all of this.
Sorry, I know. Like, believe me, I know how weird it sounds.
Of course it sounds weird.
Yeah, it does. Because I thought so too. And then it was slow. So if you're not ready, that's okay.
Right.
That's okay.
Well, if you've gotten this far in the podcast, you ready. You ready.
Oh, man.
For whatever it is.
No, we're not going to be in the podcast magazine anymore. Not after this one. I'm going to be like, oh, God, it's one of those. Aliens! It's one of those. Like, that guy. Ah, jeez. Whatever. Well, it was nice while it lasted.
That's fine. That's fine. We made it in for May, at least. All right. Podcastmagazine.com. You can vote for us to make it to the Hot 50 for next month. Scott, what's all of your social media?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
Holly.
Mine is Radio Holly on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. By the way, do you want to just hear a fun little, just going to blow your mind a little bit.
Oh, go ahead. Blow it as we leave.
As soon as I was talking about all that crazy stuff, and I said, you know, I'd be interested to know what our soul worker Stacy would say, she texted me.
Oh. What'd she say?
She said, you are beautiful, you are strong, you are worthy, you are magic.
Man, I just really want to be magic. That's what I want to experience before I leave this earth. I want to do some magic.
You could do it.
You could do it. You got to connect.
I do it every... Oh, real quick, speaking of magic, my mom actually, who's never been into that sort of stuff, like she wouldn't let me watch The Craft when I was younger. I had to go behind her back and do it.
Nice.
But she said this my entire life, and she's always said, Miguel, anything that you've ever said that you wanted to do, it happens.
You're an ultimate manifester, and yeah. I don't even think you know it.
I don't either. Like, it's really weird how when I think about my life course and how as a little black boy in the south side of Atlanta, I told my mom I wanted to be on the radio. There was absolutely no path for that to happen, but it did.
Yeah. You made it happen.
That's a secret.
That's weird.
It is. It isn't, but it is. So if it's not your time, if you're not ready for this, I'm so sorry.
I manifest $1 million.
Believe it.
Scott or Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller. For me, on all the social media platforms, if you want some Miguel and Holly stickers, you can always shoot me an email with your information, Miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. And make sure to leave us a review, please, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Just make sure to give us a 5-star rating and a review. We appreciate it. Until next time. Oh, by the way.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
That's okay, Scott. You just cut me off. That's fine.
I was trying to time that thing up perfectly.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We won't have a podcast on Wednesday, on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
We have a huge, huge surprise on our radio station. So if you live in the Tampa Bay metro area, you're going to want to listen to our actual broadcast starting at 7 a.m. and then all day long. It's going to be really, really cool. But because of all the stuff happening, I can't say anything else. No. All the stuff that's happening, we won't have
the
ability
podcast.
To do the podcast on Wednesday. But, of course, we'll pick it back up on Friday. Okay, correct. Now we're done. Bye.
Bye.